Revocation Radio, that is Project 86. It's called Sabotage. Yes. It's 9:34. Angela, you know we don't have a lot of time in between these songs. Because look, when you're on the show for an hour, I give you plenty of time. Less music during this hour. Because
more Angela.
I think, well, look, you know, before we even began this partnership, you know, I told you, I feel this is something that we need. You know, and I think this is important. I think it's a huge stressor to realize that we need to put out there that you've got to address your feelings. You got to address what you're going through. And you need to find somebody in your life, whether it's Angela or somebody closer to where you are, because I know we got frequencies all over the place, but guess what? Angela works over the phone too. I'm just putting that out there. But you need to find somebody that shares the beliefs that you do, but also at the same time will give you the professional advice that you need. And that's, you know, that's what's great for us about Angela. Again, we're strictly educational here. We're not going to address your personal situation on the air. We can, you can send us a question, 805 to text us if you want to text in with that, or call 205-402-4267. After we wrap up this segment, you can call, because we do not do live phone calls, because that's just, that's a whole can of worms within itself right there. But feel free to do that. You can also message on Facebook. That's perfectly fine. Anything that you really want to talk about. In particular, you know, we always have a theme going, but if there's something, if you want to shift gears off the theme to get Angela to answer a question, give you examples of how she's dealt with a similar situation in the past, we can definitely do that as well. But today we're talking about boundaries, okay? So we've kind of talked, and I took it down a path that Angela may not have been ready for last segment, but I really want to address that because, again, kids' boundaries are being taken advantage of way too much in this day and age. And it's, again, I'm telling you, it's that mindset of, quote, freedom. It is a false freedom that people are being given to have it's just like the 50-year-old dad. I'm sure that you've seen it. It went viral. The 50-year-old dad that now identifies as a 6-year-old little girl. Bull crap. Don't even play that game with me. No, you don't. You are a pedophile, and you're doing everything in your power. And so that's kind of the direction we took with that first segment. But Angela, would love to kind of hear the next progression here of boundaries and kind of what, you know, what God's put on your heart to share with us this morning.
I want to talk about boundaries and how to manage toxic people.
Ooh, because everybody's got them. A lot of times it's a family member.
Yes, and there's been a lot of writing about it. Psychology Today published a great article called How to Handle Difficult People. And the article stressed a few really important points. The first thing is controlling your exposure to a difficult person.
Okay.
So if you know there's a difficult person in your life, as we call a toxic person, someone that drains your energy, limit your contact with them. If you know that they're already causing you stress and discomfort and sucking your energy, then it's important that you control how much you're with that person.
What if it's someone you work with and you have to work with?
You can still limit your exposure to them to being just professional and only talking to them during professional instances. You don't have to, unless they like working maybe a cubicle next to you, then that's
right.
A whole new dynamic.
And just address the task at hand.
Yes.
And move on. Okay.
And you have to also manage how you react to a person, because that's, you are in control of your own reactions. Contrary to popular belief that someone made me do it. No, nobody makes you do anything. You are in control of yourself and
right.
Your reactions to that person. So that's also important. Not explaining yourself once you set a boundary about dealing with that person, not to have to explain yourself about it. Another thing they brought up in Psychology Today is to avoid them. Sometimes that can't happen with people you work with.
Right.
But I remember one particular instance in a workplace that I was with when I was much, much younger. There was a person that caused a lot of drama by going around and just gossiping. They just wanted to talk about other people all the time. And I finally had to set the person down and say, listen, if you're going to have anything to say about anybody else, I don't want to hear it. I had to set that boundary with that person. And
right.
It did affect the relationship. The relationship to this day is still not the same because I had to put that boundary. But I couldn't hear any more of that gossip. I found it sinful. I found it wrong to the other people that he was speaking of. So I said, we can still maintain a friendship, but you just talk about you and your stuff with me.
Right.
Not everybody else's stuff.
Yeah.
So that's how I managed a toxic person in my life.
Ooh. And so, I mean, and social media has added a whole new level to this. So what, for you as a counselor, how often does it come in that people, and kids in particular, you know, and we can take that to the bullying, cyberbullying and stuff like that. What do you get more of? Do you get adults that are dealing with this kind of stuff as well?
Yes. In fact, I've had many adults that are dealing with being bullied on social media if they put a certain kind of post up.
Mm-hmm.
And what one person in particular, I actually told the person to start a whole new Facebook.
Yeah.
And only put people on that are they're trustworthy, that they know that they could trust with their social media.
Right.
Because it was really getting to be out of control.
How do you, and I mean, this is more on the legal side of things, but.
You know, I'm not a lawyer, John.
I know. But I'm thinking out loud here, dealing in the same realm. You know what I mean? Defamation of character and people that are online making things up about you. And I mean, I don't, you know, put you in the patient chair, you know, the client chair. What do you technically call your
client?
You do call them clients. Okay, good. I want to make sure I use the proper terminology there. Somebody is having stuff made up about them. How do they, you know, let's go beyond the legal thing of them just trying to eliminate this person from their life. How do they deal with the fact of mentally, everybody is thinking this about me now because this person's made this stuff up. Let's say that that's happening in your life. What would you tell yourself to how to handle that? That's so difficult.
Well, it is very difficult, and they have to be proactive. And if it was a slanderous situation, to get maybe a lawyer involved,
right.
If there are defamation of character, or doing things like I suggested about deleting their social media and doing a different kind of name on social media, unfortunately. But mentally, I think journaling has really helped a lot of my clients with their emotions and talking about it with me. And we process through that they didn't do anything wrong in ways that they, if they have done some things, like put some things out there on social media, discussing ways to safeguard what they put on social media. Because people put everything they on social media, and some things are not appropriate for social media.
Absolutely.
So we talk about that and ways that they can protect themselves in the future. So I make them more into a survivor role instead of we acknowledge the fact that they're hurting and that this happened to them. But then I bring them to a survivor role by encouraging them, empowering them not to let this happen to them again.
How do you feel about, because I feel like some situations call for this. How do you feel about taking and not being slanderous, not being defensive, and not basically returning the favor to somebody? But if there is someone that is slandering you, if there is somebody that is defaming who you are, and obviously you like to limit contact, and that is a great thing to do. But at some point, do you feel like people have to come out and directly address, I know that so-and-so is saying this about me, but let me tell you for a fact that this is not true. How often is that the answer?
That has to be a personal choice.
Really? Okay.
It really does, because I believe that I would want to tell people what was going on.
How hard is that to do without slamming the other person in return?
It's very difficult, but you come from a point of view that you just talk about yourself and what's true.
Yes.
You can identify that this person said some things about you, but you don't defame them back. You don't slander them back, but you talk about what's true about yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
And I would encourage that if somebody wants to. I've had people do that on Facebook and then they deactivate their account. They put something out there like, I'm going to take a break from Facebook. There's some things going on that have been said and it's not true. And I'm going to remove this from my life for a little while. Basically take a mental health break and
right.
They deactivate or fast from Facebook for a little while.
What is the...
Because to keep it going with the... Because I've seen Facebook fights.
Right.
Where people keep it going, it doesn't do anything.
And other people are feeding into it because you've got friends on each side. Mm-hmm. that are saying, oh, well, no, I saw so-and-so, or no, I know this is mm-hmm. the truth, and yada, yada, or whatnot. What are the, how often have you had to encourage somebody who has more of a passive personality to somewhat fight back or and or defend themselves?
Particularly in the area of not Facebook, but if they're in toxic relationships, such as abusive mm-hmm. relationships, I've had to come from a standpoint of let's encourage and empower this person to stick up for themselves so that the cycle doesn't continue of the abuse.
Right.
Because the person, the abuser, has already overstepped all boundaries by being abusive in their life. So giving them that extra, hoping that I can help them develop courage to deal with the situation and make a choice of what they want to happen with their life, whether they want to leave the situation, help the person get help, whatever their choice is. It has to be their choice, but I want to empower them to be able to make those choices.
Okay. Because that just got me to thinking, how good is it? And I know that every situation is different, but there comes a point where if you encourage a passive person to tuck tail and run and eliminate everything, a lot of times that will make them weaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but
it just depends on each situation,
right?
is different. I think if they're a passive person, we would work on developing the courage to reach out and say something. But a person that is more confrontational, you have to work with them on setting some boundaries and stepping back a little bit.
Okay.
Because if they're a confrontational personality,
it's not going to be a problem for them to clap back.
Exactly.
You've got to limit the amount of
yes.
defense.
Yes. So each is a case-by-case scenario.
Right. Okay, very cool. And, you know, they may shock the other person by not being defensive at all.
Yes.
And just turning around saying, well, I'm just done, and I'm sorry that you feel that way. Well, doing that to people sometimes, that
is very effective.
Yeah, because that feeds their personality. That you arguing with them gives them their worth and their value,
yes.
and then they don't know what to do when you're no longer there to argue with it. So, okay, very cool stuff. All right, so if you got any questions or anything about boundaries, I'm personally enjoying the conversation because, you know, I'm trying to think of every possible scenario here and people that I know and friends that I have, you know, because everybody is so different, and that's the beauty of life. But I mean, I think that we're getting a lot of good educational stuff, and people are like, yeah, I just like hearing these resolutions here. So if you got something, 805-2-TEXT-US is the number to text into the show, 805-283-9887. Feel free to call us if you want to ask Angela a question off the air. That's totally fine, too. 205-402-4267. Again, is that number 205-402-4267. One more segment coming up. Miss Angela Hayes of Angela Hayes Counseling hanging out on the Morning Overload. This is Revocation Radio.